Leader!
Order, order.
After ending last week under urgency so as to get the government's revised emissions trading scheme legislation and two other bills off to select committees before the start of a fortnight's break, the first week of the adjournment passed without a single committee meeting. But while the House may have been dark and deserted this week, the Beehive lived up to its nickname, abuzz with activity, as the government marshalled its response to Wednesday's earthquake and tsunami in Samoa. With Prime Minister John Key still overseas, the task of keeping the media and the nation informed of developments fell to his deputy, Bill English.
The New Zealand government is very concerned about the unfolding tragedy of the tsunami that has struck in the Pacific region, in particular on the southern coast of Samoa, American Samoa, and northern islands in the of Tonga. We have one reliable but as yet unconfirmed report of a New Zealand death. We are of course concerned that there may be more, given that the tsunami struck an area in Samoa where there are several resorts, and it is during the school holidays when a number of Samoan New Zealand families go back to Samoa.
That was on Wednesday, and there was much more to come, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Bill English said the Defence Force would provide an Orion aircraft as well as a Hercules. The role of the aircraft would be to deliver essential equipment and personnel to the disaster zone.
The Orion is likely to stay in Samoa for search purposes, and other similar events. People have been found a day or two afterwards and rescued, so we want to make sure the Orion does as much as possible in respect of search. With the Hercules, we have both our own Hercules and the Australian one that's in Auckland, and we have the capability there over the next two or three days to essentially run a ferrying operation. That will be about taking up probably today or tomorrow things, basic stuff like water containers, tents, generators, utility transport, more temporary morgue facilities. We'll also be going along with those loads will be police with victim identification capacity.
On Thursday, Mr. English announced New Zealand would provide an initial fund of $1 million to be used for disaster relief.
The government has made an initial decision about disaster relief funding. There will be $1 million paid for immediate disaster relief, that in Samoa and in Tonga, and the money will go to respective governments and also to the Red Cross and other NGOs. We're advised that this amount of money now will enable an appropriate scale of reaction. We would expect, of course, that there will be further requests for funds, and can I emphasise that this is just the beginning of what we believe will be a long haul of the New Zealand government providing resources for the disaster relief.
Mr. English acknowledged the $1 million would be a drop in the bucket in regards to the total expected cost of reconstruction efforts.
Some of the early assessments by engineers in Samoa is that it would be, I think, around $90 million to fix the roads.
Mr. English said New Zealand would rely on the Australian Air Force in order to ferry helicopters to the disaster zone.
An Australian Hercules will leave later today with a helicopter, a New Zealand helicopter on it, and we would expect that that will be in operation by tomorrow afternoon. And we have the opportunity to send another helicopter up tomorrow afternoon.
As the Navy frigate HMNZS Canterbury is currently being serviced, it is likely to be ready sometime next week.
We can confirm that the Canterbury will be ready to sail by Sunday. Most likely it would leave early next week once it's clear just what the needs of the Samoan government are.
Acting Prime Minister, Bill English.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.